Now, 2016 saw the 26th Paralympics take place in Rio. I'm sure many of you followed Australia's success. We finished fifth on the medal tally. But no matter how closely you followed the Paralympics, you may not have noticed there's one particular group that misses out on the games. Our producer, Jack Begbie, explored.
Before most people have woken up in the morning, Lorcan Redmond is out training. Lorcan is a triathlete, an age group world record holder for running the 1500 metres on track, and he has a hearing impairment.
So I was born with a mild hearing impairment. So I've had it all my life, and I don't really know what it'd be like without it. The only big thing is on a start line. I'll be the one standing on the start line, ready to go, and you know the starter will be you know 30 metres away, and it'll be a little horn or whatever, and I'm like, oh look, I'm hearing impaired. Can you come down here? And you know, either rules might say no, he can't move, and I'll be I've got to wait for everyone to go and then follow him. Yeah, I guess in a way it helps because, you know, I don't need to listen to everyone. You know, so, yeah, it's got some positives.
In 2016, we saw the 16th edition of the Paralympics take place in Rio, where athletes with physical and intellectual disabilities, as well as athletes with vision impairments, are invited to attend.
But the Paralympic Charter excludes hearing impaired athletes from competing in the Games.
Lachlan Falvey is the coach of Paralympic swimming gold medalist Tiffany Thomas-Kane. He believes it's time that hearing impaired athletes should be included in the Games.
You have to, I guess, look at what there is currently. Personally, I think, you know, it's the major thing of Paralympics is for physically impaired athletes, and they're obviously well catered to. Obviously, having visually impaired athletes, you then have to ask the question, well, is it fair then to not also have a hearing impaired athlete? And, you know, my honest opinion would be, yes, it is. If you've got a hearing impairment, it's, you know, obviously a disability, just like a visual impairment.
And apparently, that change was supposed to happen before the next Paralympic Games in Tokyo. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Australian Paralympic Committee said,
at an international level, the IPC indicated in the lead-up to London 2012 that it would consider adding events for deaf athletes for the Tokyo Paralympic Games in 2020. But we have seen no correspondence since, which suggests that this addition is no longer likely.
Irina Farinacci is the Sports Development Officer at Deaf Sports Australia.
Sports for deaf and hard of hearing people is designed to give anybody the opportunity to participate in sports, to feel included, to feel confident in themselves, or basically learn a new skill. And it's also an opportunity for deaf and hard of hearing people to get involved with teams and to meet new friends along the way.
She's another voice in the battle for hearing impaired athletes' inclusion in the Paralympic Games.
The Deaf Olympic has always been a standalone event since 1924. And it's been going on for every 4 years. And the Paralympics actually didn't start till about 1960s. The Deaf Olympics, while it's a great event, it's just that I've noticed that the Deaf Olympics struggle to get sponsorship, struggle to get the exposure they need. So by the Deaf Olympics competing in the Paralympics, it will give them extra exposure and more opportunities for deaf athletes to perhaps get funding.
But even if the Paralympics became an option for Lorcan, it wouldn't be an offer that he's willing to accept.
For sure, I don't think it'd be fair trying to be a Paralympian with my level of hearing. Olympic gold, that's the peak, and I guess we'll shoot for the peak and see where that ends up.
That was Lorcan Redmond ending that report there by Jack Begbie.